Tuesday, January 17th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Probably one of the headlines most liked by farmers that I know was that George Soros lost $1 billion betting against the Trump rally. Soros is the poster liberal that they love to hate. Their only lament is that he still has $29 billion more, so it could afford 30 Trumps in total. If things go as planned, Trump's regulatory tax and other fiscal policies will compensate for the Soros election loss in short order. Most of Donald's policies are a windfall for the top 1%, and Soros is in the top 0.1%, so here it comes. One of the first benefits to help the rich will be the repeal of Obamacare. If they do nothing but end it, it boosts the federal deficit $350 billion from Obamacare tax elimination being paid by the 1%. Personally, I think farmers paid much of the bill for Obamacare. Obamacare hit about 3% of health-insured hardest, the self-employed, who buy individual policies. They are farmers. They saw their insurance premiums skyrocketed, and many paid some 3.8% surtax on investment income, so they paid for the others' Obamacare insurance, too. We switched to a company group plan in order to avoid a 45% hike in our insurance premium, which was already crazy high, after increasing deductibles. Healthcare costs are surging and the insurance companies are forced to pass on the costs where they can. Sometimes they are limited. So that means they bump up others' rates where allowed to cover costs elsewhere. I think that 30% of the 45% rate hike was going to cover others' insured costs as insurance companies abuse those with individual policies in order to cover costs of policies where they are limited as to how much they can bump up rates. Most people in the country are covered by employee insurance, so don't get close to the hit that the self-employed do. The real problem with health care in general is the spiraling cost. The only solution is public health care. There's no consensus for upending our current system with a Canadian or European model, at least not yet. Obamacare added demand from millions of new insured to the rolls, which, as a market force, bid up to create new supply. Baby boomers are adding to demand, too. It is not that dissimilar from the corn market. If there is more demand, the price goes up. The price of corn, however, has not kept up with health care costs, or we would be talking $10 a bushel corn. Obamacare is just a sliver of the total health care system, and the price of insurance would have gone up regardless of Obamacare. Watching Republicans struggle with what to do with replacing Obamacare is alarming because the problem is a whole lot bigger than that. If they can't handle a comparatively smaller issue like Obamacare, they're not in the league with the required wisdom to fix the system in total. Republicans have had years to figure out what they would do with health care, and all they did was milk the politics out of opposition to the Affordable Care Act. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Obamacare has made liars out of many politicians, as its namesake promised that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. I know from personal experience that was not true. The GOP has more hypocrisy to deal with than just Obamacare now that they are in control. Repealing Obamacare adds $3.5 trillion to the federal deficit over a decade as they nix the taxes. That benefit goes almost entirely to the top 1%. Donald wants to spend another $1 trillion in infrastructure that they don't have. His tax reform has been marked to cost $7 trillion over a decade, while he wants to add $2.5 trillion to military spending. The overall deficit will explode as Donald goes bigly. This should be the conservative deficit hawk's worst nightmare, as the GOP has to approve huge increases to the debt limit that they busted Obama's chops for. The conservative deficit hawks wanted to shut the government down over the debt before, but now they're in charge of the government. Donald doesn't care about the deficit, seeing it as transitory to a huge surge in economic growth. He is rolling the dice, and he typically wins, except for those few times that he filed bankruptcy. Now, if the country goes broke, he can make the point that it was not his personal bankruptcy, and he is the absolute best at negotiating with creditors. He will get China to write our debt down. Soros may have lost some money on this election, but if he just sits back and lets the Republicans take the burden of financing the country off the rich, he will enjoy a windfall in his tax bracket. Donald has Soros' back. I hope by the time that you hear this that we have a new ag secretary designated. We can read anything that we want to in the fact that Donald drug out this cabinet pick. I think it would be hard to find a protectionist willing to deal with an ag labor crisis that is pro-ethanol from the pool of candidates that he has been fishing in for a nominee. Then again, none of the nominees for other cabinet posts quizzed during hearings held his opinions on many issues. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.